The New York Daily News is out with its NFL season preview today. And one thing you might notice is that the paper is no longer using the word Redskins to identify the team that plays in the nation's capital. In the Daily News, it will now be called simply Washington. The paper explained the decision, saying no new franchise would consider adopting a name based on pigmentation today. The time has come to leave the word behind. Well, in eastern Washington state, the story is a bit different. A minor league baseball team called the Spokane Indians is getting approval from Native Americans. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Jessica Robinson reports.
Avista Stadium in Spokane is full of the familiar sights and sounds and smells.
Step right up, immediate beer service, no waiting.
Of baseball. And then there are the things that might make you do a double take. At the restrooms, men and women are written in English and in another language. It's Salish, a family of languages, really, that was spoken for centuries throughout the Northwest. In the team store, you can buy a ball cap with the Spokane Indians logo in Salish.
Things have changed. You know, there used to be teepees for our ticket offices.
Otto Klein is the senior vice president of the Spokane Indians Baseball Club. It's a farm team of the Texas Rangers. In 2006, the team asked the tribe to be part of its rebranding efforts. Gone are the days when the team's logo featured a grinning Chief Wahoo. Now the team has incorporated feathers and the tribe's language into an official logo. And this year, the team introduced the most visible nod to the tribe's culture yet, a home game uniform in Salish. The idea came up in one of their regular meetings with the tribe.
They came to us and they said, look, one of the problems that we're having right now is that our native tongue is dying. And so that's when we decided to put on the front of our uniform, it has traditionally for years said Spokane. And what we decided to do this year is we change it to what we like to call Spokane, but it is definitely pronounced differently.
Spokane, Spokane.
Hortensia Ford pronounces the word. It's written out with three apostrophes and a curling character not found in English. Ford is a Salish teacher on the Spokane Tribe of Indians Reservation, about 50 miles from the crack of the bat in Avista Stadium. The written version of Salish was developed only in the last century, in part to preserve the language. The Spokane tribe says only 11 people are fluent in their dialect. Ford reads a story for children meant to keep the language going.
To come out. You have scaliu, fluent, stuliu, chemist, huihuayul.
Rudy Pion is the chairman of the Spokane Tribe of Indians. He says he has gotten some criticism for the tribe's relationship with the baseball team.
You know, we have a couple individual tribal members also that have had the opinion that they don't like any mascots whatsoever. Non-tribal people have had the same opinion. And to be truthful, to me, it's easy for me to pick out which ones are negative connotations and what the meanings are and our relationship with the current Spokane's baseball team. I just can't find negatives in there.
He says their culture is still recovering from generations of children being sent to boarding schools and forbidden from speaking their native language. Now the tribe is trying to increase the ranks of Salish speakers. And Pion says the team uniforms help by creating a kind of cool factor.
What I like to relate it to would be when Michael Jordan and the Nike swoosh took off. Everybody wanted a pair of Jordans. Well, I've got all kinds of kids and even a lot of adults too. Where can I get one of those jerseys? So I think it helps.
The baseball team plans to put up even more signage in the native language around the stadium. Hortensia Ford reads the translation for baseball.
Such septinum. Someone who hits something. With something.
Someone who hits something with something. Well, sometimes the translators have to get creative at the ballpark. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.
Ground ball hit out towards third. A bad hop, and it goes right by the third baseman.